Thoughts on the Kingdom. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9. This is a very interesting, I think highly significant, verse. It has a great deal to say to us today. Let me read it to you. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Revelation 1, verse 9. Now, I said I'd read it to you, but as you know, I've misread it to you. I missed something out. Now, how I read it makes perfect sense. I, John, your brother and companion, in the suffering and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus. He's speaking about persecution. He's speaking about suffering and enduring, patiently enduring under that suffering. And he goes on to speak of it, he says, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. He doesn't mean he'd gone on one of these cruises to have a look at the sights. He wasn't there as a spectator, as a tourist. He was on the island of Patmos under persecution. He was in exile. He was banished. He was suffering. He was deprived. This is the whole context here. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering, patient endurance. I was in exile. I'm in exile now as I'm writing this to you, he says. And I'm suffering here because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Now, the word I missed out, well, the words, but the main word I missed out is kingdom. I, John, your brother and companion, in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus. Have you got the significance? For these early believers, their experience, their life under the Romans, the hatred that they experienced, the opposition that they met, Jesus had warned them of it. All this trouble they were going through, to them was a mark, a sign, a clear indication of the kingdom. The kingdom of Christ, for them, called for patient endurance, called for suffering, called for that kind of experience where they grew and developed and prospered under persecution. It wasn't a kingdom of political power and military might and influence in the high places. They were suffering, but they saw that as the kingdom. And they spoke like that. They thought like that. They acted like that. I'm sure it must have been immense comfort to them to know that they were here, not because the Roman emperor said this. John wasn't on the island because the Roman emperor said this or some lesser official. Well, of course he was. But ultimately he knew it was Christ. It was the kingdom of Christ. It was the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And this is the kingdom to them. Can you see the comfort it can be to us? It must be to us, brother and sister. We meet our opposition. We meet our difficulties. In the West, it's mostly apathy. But I know I speak to some who really are going through troubles and trials and persecution. Look upon it, my brother and sister, as a mark of the kingdom. This is what the kingdom of Christ is. It's not, as people think it, power and pomp and show and TV spectacular. It's this wretched persecution, this patient endurance, this suffering. This is the kingdom. This is the glorious kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, one day he will reign in glorious power and be seen by all to reign in power. But we know he's reigning now. But nevertheless, this is the day of persecution and patient endurance and suffering. But it is the day of the kingdom. And brother and sister, we belong to it.